You're listening to SBS News.
Ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan was shot in the leg during a dramatic public attack last Thursday. Afterwards, the alleged shooter confessed to his actions, which left Imran Khan badly injured. The former leader has welcomed the government's offer of a judicial commission into the attack. Speaking from hospital, Mr. Khan demanded the dismissal of the current Prime Minister, the Interior Minister and an Army General, as he accused them of being involved.
The first job of judicial commission must be the removal of the people who are accused in this case. If an independent investigation is to take place, how can they remain in their posts?
After a no-confidence vote against Mr. Khan in April, he remains determined to address the march and he'll keep in touch with participants via video link. But he's also concerned about the independence of the inquiry, blaming top leaders and an intelligence official for the plan to allegedly assassinate him.
I welcome the Judicial Commission, as Shehbaz Sharif said it will be formed. But my first point is this, that what will the Judicial Commission do when this investigation will be conducted under the three people I have named? How can we have a fair and transparent investigation?
On Saturday, Pakistan's current Prime Minister called Mr. Khan's allegations against him baseless. But Shehbaz Sharif has made this proposed order.
I request you to form a full court commission. I will write a letter to you soon. I hope my request will be accepted in the benefit of Pakistan and its 220 million people.
Mr. Khan says the suspended march towards the capital will resume on Tuesday. The former Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi will lead the rally in the coming weeks in the eastern province of Punjab. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.